All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's Who's Talking Sweet 16 edition. Frank and Habbo in studio. We do thank Barry Parkhill and Coach Dustin Taylor of the men's tennis team for joining us tonight. Should mention we do have lined up for next week's show Jimmy Miller, who was the regional MVP the last time Virginia went to the Final Four in 1984. So hopefully we'll have Jimmy talking about maybe Malcolm Brogdon or somebody like that joining him.
Good karma.
He and Jeff Lamp as the prior regional MVPs. Wow. But right now, Frank's going to update you on a UVA club activity relating to Virginia baseball and talk a little disappointment on the lacrosse side.
All right, first off, the UVA Club of Richmond is organizing a night at the Diamond Tuesday, April the 5th, 5:15. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looks like if you just go to the UVA Club website, you can sign up for this, or you can reach out to damon.davis.fly4@statefarm.com. I think he's the organizer for this event. Either way, so that you can register and get involved. This is always a lot of fun when the Cavaliers play at the Diamond. And on a few occasions, they've attracted 5,000 to 6,000 fans for these games. And I think they've set some state records.
And if you want to be optimistic, that'll be at 5 o'clock. That'll be about 17 hours after we cut down the nets in Houston.
I'm all for that, Habbo. On a darker note, unfortunately, the UVA lacrosse team lost a heartbreaker against Notre Dame. Virginia had the ball with 16 seconds to go in regulation, but could not get a shot off, and then they lost in overtime, and the pesky Irish, currently ranked number 2 in the nation, escaped with a 8-7 victory, I believe.
Yeah, tough loss for Dom Starcia, and the lacrosse team off to a difficult start. So hopefully in the games that remain, they'll be able to straighten it out. Speaking of baseball, the baseball team took 2 out of 3 from Wake Forest over the weekend. Barry Parkhill was talking about Tony Bennett being the best coach in college basketball, and I agree wholeheartedly. I tell you, another good coach is Brian O'Connor, and I know there have been some bumps in the early season for the baseball program, but I have every confidence that Coach O'Connor will figure it out, and by come May, Virginia is going to be playing good baseball.
Well, I think they are playing good baseball. They're just trying to develop some middle relief and some closers.
It's all about pitching, as they say.
You know, I think Virginia's hitting the ball all over the place. They got to find a way to protect leads and protect comeback leads. All right, let's talk about the ACC and the NCAA tournament. Let's talk about the teams that are playing on Thursday. I believe Miami is playing Villanova.
At
7:10 Thursday, Habbo. Keep your pants on.
First game Thursday night.
I got the Hurricanes out toughing Villanova. I just think Miami is they're designed to play in the NCAA tournament, and Villanova finally escapes the first weekend. And they're going to get shut down by the Hurricanes.
We'll have Derek write this down. I'm going the other way. I think Villanova will win that game.
You go for it, Habbo. Duke, which is seeded fourth, plays the Oregon Ducks, I believe.
The Ducks,
and,
yes.
The Dukies have gotten a little bit of a break because the Elias of Yale beat those horrible jerseyed players from Baylor and made that game a little bit easier. So, to me, Duke really had a warm-up game there. I just see this maybe as being a toss-up game. Oregon has never played Duke in a meaningful game, to my knowledge. This game is 9:55 on Thursday, and Coach K knows how to hide weaknesses and exploit his strengths. And this is a game I think Duke steals this one and upsets Oregon and ruins
I feel bad for you. You're 0-2 already, and you just started picking.
I don't know.
I'm going with the Ducks.
By the way, my brackets look pretty good right now, regardless of your nonsense.
I'm just giving you my bracket. Villanova and Oregon win those first two games there.
All right, so
what? Since you didn't mention Kansas and Maryland, for the people that are keeping score at home, Kansas will beat Maryland.
I don't care. Maryland left the ACC. To heck with them. All right, UVA plays Iowa State on Friday night at 7:10. I think Wahoos.
We might agree on this one.
They're gonna beat the Cyclones, and
although it's gonna be a heck of a game, I think it's good. You said earlier, five point victory. You know, they're different kind of 5 point victories. Some 5 point victories are making a couple of free throws after it's been a one possession game.
I don't care. But I'm saying 5 points. You won't even give a number.
Well, I don't know what the number is.
You're a coward.
I just want us to win. I think it's going to be a hard-fought game.
All right, UNC, number one seed in the East versus the Indiana Hoosiers, 9:57 on Friday night. Who wins it?
It's going to be a great game. I still think Carolina's the best team in the country, so I'd go Carolina.
Yeah, they're almost as good as Virginia. And I will say Carolina will they'll beat the spread. Notre Dame, on the other hand, plays the Wisconsin Badgers. And I think Notre Dame, for some crazy reason, might steal this game, even though they are a 6 seed and Wisconsin's a 7. Wisconsin was just in the Final Four. They've got a lot of experience, and that Bronson Koenig thinks he can make it from anywhere.
Well, they had a great last-second shot the other day, but I think Notre Dame may win this game, setting up a rematch between Notre Dame and North Carolina in the regional final.
All right, last ACC game that we care about. Number 10, Syracuse, plays number 15, Gonzaga, and I'll disagree with you. I think Boeheim's crazy matchup zone thing, 3-2, whatever it is, will totally flummox the Zags.
I go the other way. I think the Zags will win that game, and Virginia will play Gonzaga on Sunday.
All right, we got about 30 seconds here to go. Wahoo's big game this coming Friday night.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity. We've been to the Sweet 16 twice in the last 3 years, but you're not going to get there every year, so when you get there, you got to take advantage.
All right, so I'm gonna predict the Wahoos beat Iowa State, and then they're going to prevail against the winner of Gonzaga, Syracuse, and return to the Final Four.
That'd be great. Jimmy Miller next Monday night. We'll talk to you then.
Go Hoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, LeMaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com.